I was at GM when they were making everything modern shortly before they went belly up. They were in there putting new robots in, you know, prior to them shutting it down. While my future seems pretty secure at UTC, you just never know what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. So my thing was to have something that I can fall back on in case the bottom dropped out of anything. Me and my wife both love Caribbean food, and there wasn't any place around you could get Caribbean food at. And we decided to just go ahead and do it and put it on wheels, and instead of doing the brick and mortar, because that's so much overhead. And this, we both work full time, you know, and this is something that we do to supplement our income and, you know, bring the food to the people. I do the cooking. She usually does the serving, and then I'll jump in and fill in whenever I can. I would have to say our pulled pork and our jerk chicken. Those are the favorites. Those are the hottest sellers, and those are what I like turning out. We've done the Michelob series, the Women in Jazz, Reggae Festival, and the Blues Festival last year. And we currently do not do street vending any longer. Some changes came along with the city, so we were abiding by that. And thing is, we've booked up enough stuff that, honestly, I don't miss it. There are other cities who welcome food trucks with open arms. Dayton has just not gotten there yet. I'd like to see them get there, but they're not there yet. And when I'm on the truck, I'm in the zone. I don't, you know, think about work or anything else. I mean, I think about what I'm doing at the moment. I got on Craigslist and got to looking. I seen a couple others that were just plain white trucks, and I found this one out in Vandalia. I'm like, okay, blue and yellow, it's colorful. You know, if you go to an event, are you going to go up to the plain white truck or are you going to go up to the colorful truck? And I thought that was kind of an advantage and edge for us. Plus, it was in good shape as far as the paint, so we didn't have to do anything with that. You know, it's paid for, it's mine. I can keep it parked, I can take it out when I want to. You know, I can choose my events that I want to work, I can work when I want to. And that's what I like about it. I'd like to make the transition to eventually doing this full time, as opposed to being an electrician. I mean, I've been an electrician for, you know, over 25 years. I know what that's like. I know how to do that. This here is something I've just been into for just two seasons now. And more and more ideas are coming at me for different dishes and foods to make. And I enjoy doing it.